This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, March 9th. God's word for you today is tune in and pray. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 3 to 4. And it says, alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. The people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord. Jehoshaphat made up his mind to inquire of the Lord. You need to make up your mind to tune in to God. Enough of being wishy-washy. Enough of being tossed here and there. You need to make up your mind to inquire of the Lord because the tide is going to turn in your favor in the name of Jesus. What do you do when you are alarmed? Who do you call? Jehoshaphat is teaching us an amazing lesson, which is tune in to God. When you want the tide to turn in your favor, the starting point is to set your heart and tune in to God. And this is what makes seasons of fasting and praying so powerful. I want to encourage you to tune in to God. The truth is, some things cannot be outsourced. You have to show up before the throne of God by yourself. Some battles will come to your doorstep and you must rise to the occasion. Tune in to God and watch the tide turn in your favor. The second thing King Jehoshaphat did after setting his heart and tuning into God was pray. After you tune into God, you need to pray. It is possible to come into God's presence and still live without engaging and without really praying. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 5 to 6 says, and the people of Jerusalem gathered in the new courtyard of the temple. King Jehoshaphat went and stood before them and prayed aloud. Jehoshaphat prayed. You may be confused or even afraid, but you need to pray. Maybe you do not even know what to expect, or you are not sure if God is going to answer. Then you need to learn how to pray like Jehoshaphat prayed. If you are not sure your prayer is going to be effective, learn from what is written in the Bible, and you will clearly see the answers to your prayers. You need to learn to pray the way Jehoshaphat prayed. Jehoshaphat asked three pivotal questions in his prayer. Jehoshaphat said to God, are you not? Did you not? And will you not? The first prayer is, are you not? 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 6 says, Lord, the God of our ancestors, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. Power and might are in your hand, and no one can withstand you. I have been in church for a while, and I've heard powerful people and sermons say, remind God of who he is? Really? God has not forgotten who he is. No, he hasn't. Think about it. Let us pray. Father, as I tune into you and pray, arise on my behalf and defend me. In the name of Jesus, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.